Welcome to the Anand Ashram podcast. For those of you who don't know, Anand Ashram is an organization founded in 1991 by our guru, Anand Krishna. One earth, one sky, one humankind is our vision. In this podcast, we will discuss everything from self-empowerment, mental health, spirituality through the eyes of yoga and meditation. Today, we shall hear Anand Krishna answer questions from the Anand Ashram community.
Very often, after meditation, I feel cold in my body and weakness. Can you explain what it is? I do Kapalabhati every morning for 3 minutes and Surya Namaskar 12 rounds, alternate nose breathing at least 5 minutes.
I think he has to cut down, cut down on the Surya Namaskar has to be cut down. It is supposed to be balancing, and Kapalabhati, 3 minutes should be all right. Should be all right, at my understanding. But Kapalabhati is also, it's creating fire also. So cut down on certain exercises, cut down on Surya Namaskar, make it 3-4 times,
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Surya Namaskar, if he really needs, he or she, if they already still need some movement, then they can do some other asanas, because this is very dynamic. Surya Namaskar, especially when you're doing fast, it's very dynamic. It's creating a lot of energy. And then, because it is creating a lot of energy during the exercise, during the asana, after that, when you put your hand in a very cold water and then you put in the hot water or vice versa,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you get numb sometime,
Yeah.
So do it moderately.
Okay. So anyways, yoga is not about exertion.
True.
Until to the limits of our mm-hmm. our own limits. Right?
True.
Okay. There is a question from Dimitri, Russia. I have Om mantra, in a men's choir sings, and after I sing together with the choir about an hour, I feel like pain in the Anahat chakra. What happened actually? Is it abnormal?
No, it is totally wrong. I was talking about that during the meditation session.
Yeah.
Mantras are not to be sung. It is not about choir,
Mm-hmm.
We have gone wrong. The whole thing has gone into the whole idea of mantra is gone. Mantra is like a pass sound, password.
Mm-hmm.
When you are working on your computer, you put the password once, right?
Yeah.
And then you start working.
Mm-hmm.
You don't create a choir out of mantra.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of thing, with due respect, but in the West, it's no longer, I cannot even identify or relate myself to those mantras being sung in the West. And in the East, in India especially, they are following the West.
Mm-hmm. In the East? Where's East?
India.
India, okay.
In the West now.
Oh, I thought it was East India, no. Okay.
No, East is following the West now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things, a lot of albums we get from India is following the West.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can create song, bhajans, yes, by all means. You can improvise bhajan, you can sing in your language, you can improvise, you can have a hip-hop bhajan, why not? Rock bhajan, mm-hmm. why not?
Oh, okay.
Jazzy bhajan, why not?
Okay, we'll start making jazzy bhajan.
It is mantras, don't play with mantras. These are something that is connected with your nervous system. So don't, do all those things with mantras.
Like Gayatri is mantra.
Not only mantra, but Gayatri is a meter.
Yeah, it's a meter.
The thing that we call Gayatri mantra is actually Savitri.
Yeah, Savitri.
Gayatri is the meter. So you cannot change the meter. Okay, you can have some variations. But all the variations are very close. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. If you go to a Sanskrit scholar, he will have notations and all that. More or less the same.
Okay. So that means what he's experiencing in the Anahat chakra, it's because the resonance that is supposed to be
Let me tell you something. All these chakras are assumptions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are assumptions because we have read about Anahata chakra. So we feel it there.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never read about chakras, you know what will you do?
Right.
You go to a doctor because you have a chest pain.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, it's all assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really tie yourself to all these assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Then what happens with healings? Because healings, they do a lot of work with chakras
exactly.
And kundalini. And
These are placebos.
Mm-hmm.
These are placebos. You have to assume something. You have to assume something to just like the atomic theory.
Mm-hmm.
The theory of atom was an assumption.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to assume. Scientific theories start with assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of scientists, they don't believe, but go and read the caliber scientists. They all will agree. They all started with assumptions.
Okay. So there is this assumption, but we do need assumptions to work on something.
Of course. You need A for apple, B for baby, C for cat.
Yeah.
But when you read a book,
uh-huh.
You want to read and. You don't say A for apple, N for Norway, D for Denmark. And as N.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to draw something. First, you assume there's a straight line,
exactly.
Right? The shadow lines and all that. Then exactly. Only you can make the buildings. Okay, sure. Fine. Got it.
Dear friends, should you have any questions of your own, we welcome you to join us at Anan Ashram on Instagram, inquisit and subscribe to Anan Ashram YouTube channel. For even more information, visit www.ananashram.asia.
Guruji, another one. How do we know the difference between divine inspiration or vision or voices and hallucinations?
You
I have this question
ask
because...
Me the question.
Sorry?
You will not ask me the question.
I will not ask you the question.
If it is a divine inspiration,
yes,
there'll be no question. You'll know
okay.
It. You'll know
okay.
It.
Okay. Definitely, you will know it.
You'll know it. Definitely, you'll know it.
Mm-hmm. Because they say this question is because we often read about the olden days prophet, etc., who claimed to hear some voices, but nowadays maybe we call such person hearing voices as schizophrenic.
Of course, in the I will not mention the names, but in the neurology, the textbooks on neurology,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have mentioned few names,
mm-hmm.
few big names, and they call themselves as schizophrenic.
That's
they call
true.
Them as schizophrenic, yeah.
I think if they see people having this ecstasy of like satori, little enlightenments, and they start laughing and crying, they'll
of
be
course.
Put to a mental institution, I think.
You know, if I was in a situation mm-hmm. where a doctor, a pathologist, a team of doctors, they were telling me that, look, to me, to our science, you are schizophrenic because I was on a hunger strike. I was on a hunger strike for 49 days.
And yeah, and that's a sign.
Team of doctor, they told me I'm schizophrenic and they'll send me to a mental hospital and I'll rot there.
Oh my God.
So I asked her, what is your religion?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I belong to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I said, have you heard? You're Protestant. They found out. Have you heard of Martin King?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Martin King Luther Jr.
Yes.
If you had met him with his kind of adamant, you know, he was so obsessed for this mission, what would you call him? He was willing to die for the mission. He kept quiet. She didn't come to me again. She didn't come to see me again.
Oh, wow. Well, don't mess around. Nobody should mess around with you, yeah?
Not only, not mess around with me. But there is no matrix.
Mm-hmm.
All these sciences, they don't have metrics. They don't have any yardstick to see
mm-hmm.
what happens to a spiritual being.
Mm-hmm. I curiously follow you explaining to chant it right, chant Om in a line. How to create or imagine this line? Can it be imagined in straight line flowing out of from mouth or the infinite?
Don't imagine. Because you're imagining your, you know, the whole idea of chanting Om is lost. Om is supposed to take you beyond the mind.
Yeah.
So just don't imagine. Just like follow me. Om. That's all.
Basically, there is a difference between dharan and the dhyan.
Yes.
Right? Dharan is like this kind of meditation. Like sure. When you chant Om, imagine all those things. Yes. So that is like that's dharan. It's like
visualization.
So that is not meditation yet, actually.
Yes.
Can we say that dharan, this focusing on something, is like will lead you eventually to dhyan, to meditation itself?
It may not. But dhyan will definitely lead you samadhi.
I see.
Okay. People can be stuck on dharan. This is a very dangerous, step. Of all the things, people can be very so much stuck on dharan that, and they feel they have reached some place already. Mm-hmm. When you are already in dhyan, you know you are not reached anywhere. So that's why people get stuck in dharan because, oh my God, I'm already there. It's aha moment, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's why you find so many new age books with aha moment, wow moment, this moment.
That's dharan.
In dharan, yes.
Mm. And with dhyan?
With dhyan, you feel that there is no end, anadi, anant. There's no beginning, no end. I'm just a small kid and still trying to explore everything. Mm.
Dear friends, the whole purpose of meditation is not to silence the mind, but instead to go beyond it. Chanting Om and mantras are ancient practices that deserve our highest regard. We hope that this has been an enlightening experience. Follow, share, and join us again soon for another episode. May all creatures be happy.